Eagle 98.1 is the rock station. Michelle Southern, Southern rocking your face off here on a Friday afternoon, and one in which we've been teasing a big show announcement, which we made this morning. And in case you missed it with Chris Elliott and Rock at Work, Kenny Wayne Shepherd is actually going to be bringing his Trouble Is 25th anniversary tour to the Raising Cane's River Center on July 30th. And we are so very excited right now to welcome Kenny on the line with us. Kenny, thank you so much for joining us on Eagle this afternoon.
Great. Thanks for having me. How's it going?
Going awesome. So, you know, one of the things that is a big part of this announcement is that you haven't been back to Baton Rouge in 20 years. So where you been the past couple of decades, I guess my first question.
Yeah, well, you know, we've been all over the place. We've been all over the world. It's actually pretty crazy, you know, considering that I'm a Louisiana native.
Right.
And, you know, born and raised in Louisiana. It's kind of crazy to think that that much time has gone by since we've come to Baton Rouge. But obviously, everybody felt like it was time for us to come back. So we're really excited, you know. And I mean, it's always, for me, it's always a fantastic experience getting to play in my home state, wherever it is. I mean, we do shows, you know, New Orleans and Lake Charles and up in Shreveport, where I'm from. And so coming to Baton Rouge to entertain the good people of South Louisiana in the capital city, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, you definitely have a huge fan base here. And, you know, we love the Louisiana love, too. But you made a stop last month, as a matter of fact, in Shreveport. Isn't that right?
Yeah, we actually kicked off this Trouble Is 25th anniversary celebration tour that we're doing in Shreveport. So, you know, when we released that record 25 years ago, and that was a monumental album for us, it had Blue on Black and Slow Ride and Somehow, Somewhere, Someway, and a lot of radio hits that all charted, you know, in the top 10, top 5 on the rock radio, but Blue on Black obviously being a massive hit song for us. But 25 years ago, when we initially released that record, we played our album release party at the Strand Theater in Shreveport.
Yeah.
So 25 years later, to kick off this tour, we did the very first Trouble Is anniversary show at the Strand Theater in Shreveport. So it was a really special night, family, friends, you know, kind of a trip down memory lane. And it was, there's no better way to start off this tour.
Yeah. So I have to tell you that I started my radio career in Monroe, Louisiana. And there are a couple of songs that I always associate with how I got my start in radio. And one of them is Shania Twain's Man, I Feel Like a Woman. And the other song that was in our power rotation back in 1998 was Blue on Black. So, you know, the Trouble Is album is very special to me also. And what an incredible career you've had.
Yeah, you know, it's, I mean, if you go back, the first album, Leaving Our Heights, came out in 1995.
Yeah.
With Deja Voodoo, that ran up to number 5 on the rock charts right out of the gate. And that was kind of, you know, the jump start of my career. But even before that, you know, I had my band and we were doing shows in the Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas area. And, you know, this is a career now that's been going on 30 years. And I know it sounds cliche, but there is no truer statement that, you know, we absolutely could not do any of this without our fans. And what's been incredible is the fan base that we have. You know, these people are lifelong fans, and they're just right there with us through every album, through every tour. And, you know, just as we're celebrating, you know, 25 years of the Trouble Is record, they're celebrating it right along with us. And so, you know, but I couldn't have asked for better fans. It's like, but it's a testament to the music, because we play music that's timeless. You know, we don't do pop music. We do music that can be enjoyed and should be enjoyed for decades and decades to come. And when you play timeless music, then, you know, your fans aren't limited, you know, by time, because, you know, you don't sound trapped in a particular era of time, you know.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right about that. And it speaks to the staying power of the style of music that you play. I mean, I started on a top 40 radio station where we were playing Kenny Wayne Shepherd, and now I'm on a classic rock station. And I think that, you know, I know for a fact that your music is going to be played on the radio for all time. I mean, it's that powerful. And, you know, who doesn't love a great guitar riff, you know, to hear ever. It just makes you feel good in your soul.
Yeah, well, you know, I appreciate that. And that's been the deal. You know, my goal is always to write quality music. And, you know, you listen to, I mean, classic rock radio is a perfect example. You hear the songs that are in rotation on classic rock. And I remember as a kid, I was like, I want to write a song like that. I want to write a song, you know, that people are still listening to 20, 30 years later. Well, here we are, 25 years after Trouble Is came out. And Blue on Black is still getting played. Deja Voodoo is still getting played. People are still enjoying it. People are still discovering the music. Five Finger Death Punch did a version of Blue on Black just a couple years ago. And we had and I joined them on that along with Brian May from Queen and Brantley Gilbert. And we ran that up to number one on the charts again. And so, you know, it's just been a good run. But, like, that's always been the goal. And I'm just really proud to have achieved that with some of my music, you know, writing, you know, timeless material that hopefully will continue being played on the radio for a long time.
We're chatting with Kenny Wayne Shepherd this morning. We just made the announcement that he's coming back to Baton Rouge July 30th to the Raising Cane's River Center Theater, by the way, which has just been newly remodeled. So I know that you're just going to knock it out of the park. It's going to be a fantastic show. Kenny, you mentioned listening to songs on the radio and saying that, you know, you want to have that style and that type of sound and that type of staying power, which you have. What was one of those songs? Who are some of your biggest musical influences?
Well, I mean, my biggest musical influences started with blues artists. So, you know, people like B.B. King and Stevie Ray Vaughan and Albert King and Freddie King and, you know. But then also, like, in the more contemporary people, like Billy Gibbons, like ZZ Top, you know. Or even, you know, the guys in Lynyrd Skynyrd and the Allman Brothers Band and, you know, Jimi Hendrix especially, you know, which, I mean, these are all artists that, you know, you hear in pretty consistent rotation on classic rock radio throughout the world, you know, but like some of those songs, at least, you know, like ZZ Top and stuff like that, those songs are being put out. Some of their biggest music was being put out when I was a kid and it was brand new back then. And so, you know, it's just their music it stands the test of time, you know. And even like B.B. King, like The Thrill Is Gone. I mean, you listen to The Thrill Is Gone today, it's not just as good as the day it was released, you know. So it's like, that's just the kind of music I've always wanted to make. And so that's what we've done.
Now, I know you took a long time off from touring. Is it kind of like the Garth Brooks thing where you spent a lot of time with your family and your kids? You're a big family man, aren't you?
Yeah, my wife and I, you know, we've been married like 15 years and we have a whole bunch of children to show for it. And, you know, but I was on the road, you know, right before COVID happened. We were out on tour, like internationally. I mean, our last show that we played was in Mumbai, India. And then we flew back and everything shut down. But the whole COVID experience certainly gave me the most amount of time off that I've ever had since I was a teenager.
Yeah.
And started my band. So, you know, we got to do some really great things. I mean, when I would come home from being on the road, I would focus all of my attention on my wife and my children. So I put the guitar down. And I would just immerse myself and how can I be of service to my family and be present to them. And so when COVID happened, it's like that was my routine. It's like if I'm at home, I'm focusing on them. So, you know, for like the last 2 years, I really got to focus 100% of my attention on my wife and my kids. And we made some lifelong memories, you know, we decided to make the best of it. And so we loaded our kids up and in our van and we drove to like the Grand Canyon and took them to see the Grand Canyon and we went camping in like the Smoky Mountains, Tennessee and went to Sedona, Arizona and we decided to take them to all these places and go do all these things and create these really positive, you know, memories that they'll have when they're adults, you know, and just make the most of it. So, you know, we did the best we could, but I was grateful to have the time with them, but I'm certainly grateful to be back out on the road and playing music to people again.
Yeah, and so you have got a very busy schedule this year and touring, but aside from that, I mean, what's next for Kenny Wayne Shepherd?
Well, we're going to release this year. We have some really special Trouble Is music and video stuff that's going to come out, you know, to further acknowledge the 25th anniversary of that album. And then we already have a brand new album that we finished recording the new record right before everything shut down. So I decided to hold on to that record and not release it over the, you know, pandemic because I thought it was kind of pointless to put on a new record if we couldn't go out and tour and play the music for people. So We have a brand new record that's like ready to go. It's probably going to come early next year, so be on the lookout for that. But in the meantime, we're going to be out on the road doing what we do best, which is entertaining the people and bringing our brand of, you know, blues rock to the fans and the people that want to hear it. So we're really looking forward to the show in Baton Rouge. We encourage everybody to come out, have a good time, hear some music that everybody's been waiting to hear for a long time. Tell all your friends about it. Let's pack the place and have a great time.
We certainly will. That will be on July 30th, Raising Cane's River Center Theater. Tickets go on sale next Friday, but we're going to have them before you can even buy them all week long. Kenny Wayne Shepherd, we appreciate you joining us on Eagle this afternoon, and we look forward to seeing you later on in July.
All right. We'll see you then. Thanks for having me.